C. Anti-doping rule violations. Anti-doping rule violation. There are 11 types of anti-doping rule violation, ADRV. Based on the strict liability principle, athletes are accountable for anything found in their body. However, 9 ADRVs do not necessarily relate to the prohibited substances. Certain ADRVs are also applied to the athlete support personnel. Learning objectives. 1. You can explain the details of 11 anti-doping rule violations, some of which apply to both athletes and athlete support personnel. 2. You can take actions to avoid violations. 3. You can cooperate with others for your clean sport behavior. ADRVs applicable to athletes. 1. Presence of a prohibited substance in an athlete's blood or urine sample. More on page 19. 2. Use or attempted use of a prohibited substance or a prohibited method. More on page 19. 3. Evading, refusing or failing to submit a sample. More on page 20. 4. Whereabouts failures. More on page 21. Strict liability and burden of proof. Athletes, ASPs or other persons must fulfill their roles and demonstrate their clean sport behavior. These are respectively referred to as strict liability and burden of proof. Be sure to always manage your own risk by being responsible for everything you ingest, with a daily balanced diet, and eyeing your drinks. Before being treated or prescribed, work with medical professionals when you need any medical treatment or medicines. The principle of strict liability can be found on page 15. ADRVs applicable to both athletes, support personnel and others. 5. Tampering or attempted tampering with any part of doping control. More on page 22. 6. Possession of a prohibited substance or a prohibited method. More on page 23. 7. Trafficking or attempted trafficking in any prohibited substance or prohibited method. More on page 23. 8. Administration or attempted administration to any athlete of any prohibited substance or prohibited method. More on page 24. 9. Complicity or attempted complicity. 10. Prohibited association. More on page 25. 11. Discouragement, intimidation, retaliation, threatening against the reporting to authorities. More on page 26. Consequences of ADRVs? If you were found to have committed any ADRV, you cannot join any of the sporting activities during the sanctioned period. The sanction can affect wider than yourself, like disqualifying competition results or prizes, including the surrounding person's organizations who support you and even the society as a whole. More on page 29. 11 Anti-Doping Rule Violations, ADRVs. 1. Presence of a prohibited substance in an athlete's blood or urine sample. Sanction period, 4 years. If a prohibited substance is detected in an athlete's urine or blood sample collected from testing, this would constitute an ADRV. Regardless of the athlete's intention or lack of intention, if any prohibited substance or its metabolites or markers are present in an athlete's sample, it constitutes an ADRV. Accordingly, athletes must manage your own risk and assume your responsibility for what enters into your bodies at all times. Where can I check the prohibited substances and methods? Prohibited substances and prohibited methods are listed in the prohibited list of international standards as specified by WADA. See more on page 31. 2. Use or attempted use of a prohibited substance or a prohibited method. Sanction period, 4 years. The attempted or actual use of a prohibited substance or method by an athlete would constitute an ADRV. Even if no prohibited substance were detected in an athlete's urine or blood sample, it would constitute an ADRV if such attempted use of a prohibited substance or method were established. 3. Evading, refusing or failing to submit a sample. Sanction period, 4 years. Evading, refusing or failing to submit a sample would constitute an ADRV. Athletes are responsible for submitting samples, urine and/or blood, whenever and wherever requested. Athletes can be tested at any time, anywhere. A good chance to prove you are clean. Evading and failing to submit a sample? After being notified by a doping control officer, DCO, or chaperone, refusing to be tested or submit a sample. Evading or avoiding a DCO and chaperone. Failing to perform or complete testing procedures without following the DCO's instruction. Not taking athletes' responsibilities for testing. Learn more about testing on page 42. An example of a non-acceptable excuse, I want to be in time for my reserved flight. Case study. Is the washout, a substance having disappeared from your body, always the same? 2 weeks to go before the important event, but I just got injured. My doctor prescribed me a medicine containing a substance prohibited just in competition, which he said can be disappeared from my body in an average of around a week. Despite the fact I stopped using that medicine a week before the event, a prohibited substance was detected during the in-competition testing. Checkpoint. The period to wash out any medicine from your body varies depending on individual's body size and metabolites. Clean sport action point. Prepare for a retroactive TUE application. Learn more about TUE on page 39. What should an athlete inform a doctor about in advance? Medical treatment using a medicine that does not contain any prohibited substance. Criteria for TUE approval and the potential to apply for a retroactive TUE. Athlete's principle of strict liability. 4. Whereabouts failure. Sanction period, 2 years. A combination of 3 filing failures and or missed tests within a 12-month period by an RTP athlete would constitute an ADRV as whereabouts failure. 2 types of whereabouts failure. Learn more about whereabouts on page 44. 1. Filing failure. Failing to submit whereabouts by the quarter deadline. Incomplete whereabouts information submitted. Failing to submit updated or correct information. 2. Missed test. If athletes were not available for testing during the 60-minute time slot submitted by the athlete. Example as ADRV case, if the following 3 cases occur within a 12-month period from the first violation, it would constitute an ADRV. 5. Tampering or attempted tampering with any part of doping control. Sanction period, 4 years. Intentional interference or intervention with any aspect of doping control would constitute an ADRV. Doping control, all steps and processes in relation to testing, including whereabouts, TUE, sample collection and handling, laboratory analysis, results management processes and investigations. What are the acts of tampering? Tampering means intentional conduct which subverts or interferes with any aspect of doping control as follows: falsifying documents submitted to ADO or a hearing panel or for TUE application. Providing the false information as a testimony. Manipulating the samples. Threatening or offensive conduct to a DCO or chaperone. Preventing a sample collection. Intentionally breaking the sample collection kit. 6. Possession of a prohibited substance or a prohibited method. Sanction period, 4 years. Without establishing an acceptable justification, such as the use for a treatment purpose with a granted TUE, the possession of a prohibited substance method would constitute an ADRV. Roles and responsibilities of support personnel. The athlete support personnel must be a positive influencer on the athletes making their responsible decision. ASPs must not engage in any conduct which may be regarded as an ADRV or constituting a conflict of interest. Acceptable justifications? Possessing a doctor's prescribed medicine for which a TUE has been granted. Possessing the prohibited substances as emergency medical or therapeutic treatment by an athlete or team doctor. Acceptable justification is applied to both athletes and ASPs. 7. Trafficking or attempted trafficking in any prohibited substance or prohibited method. Sanction period, 4 years. Selling, giving, transporting, sending, delivering or distributing a prohibited substance or method by an athlete, support personnel or any other person, would constitute an ADRV. 8. Administration or attempted administration to any athlete of any prohibited substance or prohibited method. Sanction period, 4 years. Providing, supplying, supervising, facilitating or otherwise becoming involved in the use or attempted use of a prohibited substance or method would constitute an ADRV. Case study. What would you do in this scenario? No way. My coach is. I happen to witness my coach secretly disposing of a syringe. Contact the Speak Up hotline. An investigation was conducted and revealed that the coach encouraged other athletes to engage in doping. Checkpoint. Attempted use of a prohibited substance or method would constitute an ADRV. Athletes clean sport action. To ensure your sporting environment is clean and true, it is important for you to speak up. Be brave. Speak up. Check on page 45. 9. Complicity or attempted complicity. Sanction period, 2 years. Assisting, encouraging, aiding, conspiring or covering up any rules violation would constitute an ADRV. Physically or mentally assisting in committing rules violations can be regarded as ADRV. 10. Prohibited association. Sanction period, 2 years. Receiving seeking training support, for example for training, strategy, nutrition, medical advice, treatment or therapy, or allowing the sanctioned person to be an agent, coach, doctor or trainer, would constitute an ADRV. Prohibited association applies any of the followings. A person serving a period of ineligibility due to their ADRV. A person who has been convicted in criminal, disciplinary or professional proceedings that would have constituted an ADRV. 11. Discouragement, intimidation, retaliation threatening against the reporting to authorities. Sanction period, 2 years. Any act that discourages, prevents, or threatens a person against reporting doping information, or retaliating the reported person would constitute an ADRV. Athletes have the right to speak up as good faith and anonymous reporting, when seeing, hearing, knowing about or witnessing doping. Contact an anti-doping organization, ADO. Athlete. Having a prohibited substance detected in my body is not the only rule violation. ADO. Correct. Other acts like refusing to testing or possessing prohibited substances without justifiable reasons may also lead to an ADRV. Athlete. Right. I need to make sure I don't violate rules as an athlete, but most importantly, I can make sport better by actively engaging others.